The 28th day of the month of Iyar is the anniversary of Yom Yerushalayim. In a day that will live on in history, Israel liberated the old city of Jerusalem, including the Western Wall, the Kotel HaMa'aravi, and the Temple Mount. Israeli soldiers entered the area on foot, not in tanks, and took extra casualties so as not to risk damaging the holy sites. It was an electric moment worldwide, of such significance that in succeeding months and years people asked, "Where were you when the Kotel was liberated?" Secular soldiers and Orthodox Jews danced together at the wall, despite the great danger still remaining from snipers. The Jewish spark was aroused even in Jews who claimed they were non-believers, for many saw the hand of God in the amazing events that were unfolding. In what years later became regarded as an immense political blunder, Israel allowed control of the Temple Mount to remain in the hand of the Muslim Waqf. Throughout the West Bank, Israel allowed Palestinian religious and community leaders to retain their pre-war positions. The holiday of Shavuos, which came 4 days after the war's end, saw 200,000 joyous Jewish worshippers crowd the newly created, still unpaved area to the west of the Kotel HaMa'aravi, many seeing the wall for the first time. At the end of June, Israel reunited East and West Jerusalem, dismantling the checkpoints and dividing walls. The Jewish cemetery on the Mount of Olives, whose tombstones were used for roads and latrines by the Jordanians, was repaired and restored. After conquering territories beyond its wildest dreams, Israel was willing to return much of the land in exchange for a lasting peace. However, in August 1967, the Arabs met in Sudan and proclaimed the now famous three no's: no recognition of Israel, no peace, and no negotiations. The Arabs thus missed a great opportunity. Since then, there were no Jewish settlements.